right, well, so answer this for me then. So are you guys running anything?
No, I have cocks and I serve sites just fine. Whether they're YouTube or anything else.
So you guys aren't running any type of file filtering protocols or anything like that to try and crack down or prevent peer-to-peer or anything along those lines,
is what you're telling me? Running files to protect you from downloading movies, yes, but that's it.
And so you're telling me that those don't in any way interfere with any of the other streaming software? Things
right.
like games and other stuff?
Right, they're only strictly about people who are trying to download movies illegally.
And how do they differentiate?
That I have no idea.
Because, and even, I mean, on that case, well, let me ask you this then. What about legal peer-to-peer applications?
I'm not too sure. If you want me to, I can get you to my tier two. They would probably be able to answer a lot more of your questions, considering I'm only tier one. Basically, what I do is make sure you can get online and check your email.
Right, and tell me to reboot. Okay, I appreciate it.
Emails from there, it's not me.
Yeah, if you would escalate me, thank you.
You're welcome. Please hold.
And so I'm having all sorts of buffering issues. Buffering issues even just accessing normal YouTube, let alone trying to access it on, you know, on higher definition versions of videos.
Okay, so it's having slow connection when you're using those programs?
Well, those websites.
Okay, well, we don't really do anything for to try to prevent file sharing.
You guys have it capped at 30K for any type of peer-to-peer stuff. I said, I know that you guys have it capped at 30 kilobytes a second, which, you know, that with the whole Comcast thing, that's a whole different issue. But, I mean, I just want to be able to use normal websites.
Hey, have you tried resetting your cable modem?
So what you're telling me is that you guys don't run any type of filtering?
Right.
None whatsoever. So what about all the reports that have come out and everything else?
I haven't seen any reported for Cox. I know they were...
No, you guys were right behind. You guys came in second behind Comcast.
Like I said, we don't do any type of blocking or anything on the network to for any traffic, like any peer-to-peer traffic. So... something that even customers have been complaining about ever since it started. I haven't talked to one single person that's actually called in to having that problem.
Really? Because most of the people that I know that are on Cox have very similar problems. My other question is, since you guys have a cap on bandwidth consumption in a given month, where can I find out what my numbers are?
We don't have a meter per se. You know, since you don't really get nothing really happens if you go over and in a particular month. But what happens is if it keeps happening, you know, you'll start getting warnings, emails sent to you. To lower your bandwidth usage.
So there's no way to have any clue where I'm at?
Yeah, we don't have anything set up yet that will give you an exact amount, an exact number.
All right, and will you confirm what the cap is for my tier?
What was that?
Will you confirm what the cap is for my tier?
Let me look it up, see what it is in your area.
Unfortunately, I can't.
Thanks.
What?
10 gigabytes for upstream a month.
So it's the 1040 then?
What was that?
It's the 10 down, 40 up?
Right.
Okay.